Great things are happening in technical and vocational education and training, TVET, in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Senior Education Officer responsible for TVET, Mrs. Paulette Primus-Hannaway, explained that the importance of TVET is gaining prominence in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Mrs. Primus-Hannaway said that deliberate efforts need to be made to continue to certify students with more TVET options.
Importance of TVET in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the Ministry of Education is gaining prominence. We all know that a skilled workforce is undoubtedly the master key to economic development. It is also the key to advancing the financial aspirations of our citizens and our youths in particular. Now, our youths are increasingly faced with a labor market which favors technically skilled workers locally, regionally, and internationally. So it follows, therefore, that in order to equip our youths, deliberate efforts must be made to continue, and notice I said to continue, to strengthen and expose by certifying our students to more TVET options earlier in their secondary school life. So that is one of our main missions here at the Ministry of Education for this year.
Mrs. Primus-Hannaway noted that the Ministry of Education is piloting a program to certify Form 3 secondary school students with national vocational qualifications. The program will be piloted in 10 schools across the island.
Now, mind you, secondary school students are exposed to TVET even now. Most secondary schools, they expose students to TVET from Form 1, some from Form 3, and most from Form 4 in preparation for the CSEC TVET options. But what is going to be different this year is now that we are going to be deliberately piloting TVET, the offering of NVQs, National Vocational Qualification, with a mission to certify these students at Form 3 in 10 secondary schools. And these students would be certified, some programs will be at level 1 and some at level 2. Now, in order for us to run this pilot, the instructors, the teachers who would be preparing our students to help them to be certified, we had to do a special training with them. And that was done by our National Qualifications Department, headed by Mr. Endall Johnson, he's the director. And then we have Ms. Eslyn Thomas, who is also an SEO responsible for quality assurance. So she did that training yesterday, ensuring that the knowledge and the teachers would need in order to deliver the NVQs competently was imparted. So I think we had about 30 teachers participating in that training yesterday.
Mrs. Primus-Hannaway outlined the schools participating in the pilot project and some of the courses that would be offered.
I'd like to just give you briefly the schools and the programs that would be involved, that we would be sharing in the NVQ pilot program. We have the Petit Bodel Secondary School, Bokument Bay Secondary, North Union, Tromacus Ontario Secondary School, Beckway Community High, Georgetown Secondary, Central Leeward Secondary, and Union Island Secondary, St. Martin Secondary, St. Joseph's Convent, Kingstown, and Intermediate High School. And these the programs that would be done would range from agriculture, crop production, commercial food preparation, garment production, carpentry, coaching, and you know coaching would be done. I'm sure you can guess the school that would be doing coaching. That would be Central Leeward Secondary. Then we have agro-processing, which I'm very excited about. That would be done by the Union Island Secondary School. Then we have art and craft, another very important skill when we talk about hospitality and tourism and the opening of hotels, because we have to be able to produce craft for our tourists. And then most of all, the crown the most exciting one for me also is the radio broadcasting. That includes our partners, the National Broadcasting Corporation.
Senior Education Officer responsible for TVET, Mrs. Paulette Primus-Hannaway. I'm Donnie Collins with today's special report.